It was a riddle, not a command, by Joseph de Monde. Chapter 17. The Thief of the Feast of Trumpets, page 73. But concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labour pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet the hope of salvation. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 1 to 10. The day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night, but a thief, according to our finite human understanding, may not be a good example or analogy to represent or symbolize this awesome day of the Lord. The thief cometh not, but that he may steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life, and may have it abundantly. John 10:10. Who then is this thief in the night? The thief in the night is another Hebrew idiom, and it too refers to the same day feast, or same feast day, as does the Hebrew idiom, no man can know the day or the hour. It does not refer to a criminally minded thief who will come in the middle of the night, take you by surprise, steal your belongings, and or kill you. He is instead someone who has a high calling and a most noble, worthy, and honourable task to fulfil. Behold, bless Yahuwah, all servants of Yahuwah, who stand by night in the house of Yahuwah. Psalms 134, verse 1. In the temple of Yahuwah, a priest was posted every night to fulfil his sworn duty of ensuring the last sacrifice for the current day was completely consumed. He also had to guard the fire on the altar to where it was kept burning perpetually throughout the night so as to be ready for the next morning's sacrifice. The fire was not supposed to ever go out for any reason. Sometimes the priest on duty would become tired and sleepy during his vigil, halfway through the night. But if the last sacrifice was consumed and the flames were still brightly burning, he might catch a moment's rest while waiting to revive the fire. Throughout the night until daybreak, he would repeatedly wake up every now and then to stoke the fire by adding wood and fanning the flames before falling asleep again. Unfortunately, it was entirely possible for a given priest on duty to fall asleep totally, failing to perform his responsibilities of keeping the fire burning. As a result, the fire could foreseeably go out. Here, then, is where the thief in the night dynamic factors in. Sometimes during the night watches, the high priest would enter into the temple very quietly like a thief to check in on, and ensure the priest on duty was fulfilling his nightly duties. He might be accompanied by his faithful assistant. First, the high priest and his assistant would check the fire to see whether or not the flames were still burning. If necessary, they would stoke the fire, add some wood, and fan the flames. If the priest who was supposed to be on duty was sleeping, the high priest would take an ember of coal from the fire and sneak up quietly to the sleeping priest. He would then place the burning coal on the garment of the sleeping priest. When his clothes were on fire, the priest would wake up. He would have no choice but to rip them off and run home naked and ashamed. One thing for sure, he would never fall asleep while on duty again. These white priestly garments were made of 100% cotton. When soiled, they were torn into strips and used as wicks for the menorah or swaddling clothes for infants. But getting back to the matter at hand, the thief in the night, then, is the high priest coming to determine whether the priest on duty is carrying out his responsibilities faithfully and doing his work properly. Those who sleep will be punished, but those who keep watch, stay awake, and remain hypervigilant will be rewarded. Behold, I am coming as a thief. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garments lest he walk naked and they see his shame. Revelation 16:15. Those of us who are keeping the commandments, the Sabbaths, the holy days, the sabbatical years, and the Jubilee cycles are all children of the light and of the day. We don't belong to the darkness or to the night, but let us live in the light, stay alert, be on our guard, and remain sober. Let us put on the full armour of faith, truth, and love, while wearing as our helmet the hope of our salvation. Let us not fall asleep in the light like the others. When our high priest comes as a thief in the night, we will be ready to meet him. Our flask of oil must be full and ready to trim the wicks of our lights. We will fulfil this obligation simply because we are keeping the holy days and learning from them. Those not keeping the Sabbaths or holy days, like the five foolish virgins, will not be found ready and will not be watching. Unlike the aforementioned five, the flame and zeal in our hearts will be burning brightly, but our white priestly garments will not be burnt. We will in no way be naked or ashamed. Our Messiah is coming when the darkness will rule. Most will be asleep and most have adequate amounts of oil, Holy Spirit, to survive this time of darkness and to be ready when he does come. I will read that again. Our Messiah is coming when the darkness will rule. Most will be asleep and must have adequate amounts of oil, Holy Spirit, to survive this time of darkness and to be ready when he does come. In closing, let us take a look at a warning for the lukewarm at church in Laodicea. And to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, "These things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Because you say, 'I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing,' and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see." Revelation 3:14-18. "As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." Revelation 3:19-22. Yeshua, our high priest, is coming again on the Feast of Trumpets. Those of you who will not keep guard or keep watch, observe or seek to understand the holy days, will find yourselves on fire, running through the streets naked because you refuse to keep and earnestly remember the holy days of Leviticus 23:25. Because of this sin, you will not know the times we are now in, nor the day or hour when the Messiah is to come. Not unless, that is, you give careful thought to your ways and repent. Adam and Eve also discovered they were naked for choosing the wrong tree. They too were cast out of the garden. When our high priest comes as a thief in the night, will you be found naked and shut out of the garden out of the kingdom, because you refuse to guard the Sabbaths and fail to earnestly remember them and learn of the mysteries and truths they revealed? See, I am coming soon. My reward is with me to repay everyone according to his action. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. How blessed are those who wash their robes so that they may have the right to the tree of life and may go through the gates into the city. Outside are dogs, sorcerers, immoral people, murderers, idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. Revelation 22:12-15. I will conclude this section with some passages from the book of Ezekiel to think about and meditate upon. "And also I gave them my Sabbaths to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am Yahuwah who sets them apart. But the house of Israel rebelled against me in the wilderness. They did not walk in my statutes, and they despise my judgments, which if a man does, he shall even live in them. And they greatly profaned my Sabbaths. And I said, I will pour out my fury on them in the wilderness to destroy them. Ezekiel 20, verses 12 to 13. Because they despised my judgments and walked not in my Sabbaths, and they profane my Sabbaths, for their heart went after their idols. Ezekiel 20, 16. And keep my Sabbaths holy, and they shall be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am Yahovah your God. But the sons rebelled against me. They did not walk in my statutes, nor kept my judgments to do them. The judgments which, if a man do, he shall even live in them. They profaned my Sabbaths, and I said I would pour out my fury on them to fulfill my anger against them in the wilderness. Ezekiel 20, verses 20 to 21. Because they had not done my judgments, but had despised my Sabbaths, and had profaned my Sabbaths, and their eyes were after their father's idols. Ezekiel 20, 24. You have despised my holy things, and have profaned my Sabbaths. Ezekiel 22, 8. Her priests have broken my law, and have defiled my holy things. They have put no difference between the holy and the common, and have not taught between the unclean and the clean, and have hidden their eyes from my Sabbaths, and I am defiled among them. Ezekiel 22, verse 26. And yet they have done this to me. They have defiled my sanctuary in that day, and have profaned my Sabbaths. Ezekiel 23, verse 38. If Yahovah kicked Israel, his firstborn, out of the land he gave them for not keeping the Sabbaths, which include the holy days and sabbatical years, do you really think it is wisdom on your part for you to also ignore them?